This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
Fired up at all over the weekend, Memorial Day weekend?
I did not. I did not. I didn't have a chance.
You're in the city.
Well, not even that. It was just Dad had surgery on Thursday.
So, and he's doing well.
He just got out of the hospital on Sunday. So my weekend, by and large, was spent going back and forth to the hospital to spend time with him and just encourage him to get back to normal, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's that. Then taking a break from hospital visits, the wife, he wanted to go see the Little Mermaid movie. So we went to see that.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I went to see The Little Mermaid this weekend. Yeah, mm-hmm. I did. And
to be clear, you don't have kids yet.
I don't have kids. Okay. It was a movie that she really, really wanted to see.
Okay.
She got emotional at the end. She cried at the end of The Little Mermaid.
Okay.
Now, I was the guy that was running back and forth to the concession stands to reload on the popcorn and
What's the go-to?
So, popcorn with Twizzlers in it. She loves that. It's very
popcorn
strange.
Twizzlers in it?
Very strange combination, but that's her thing. Popcorn with Twizzlers. Me, I'm pretty simple. Give me the Sour Patch Kids and the gummy bears. Mix them all together. Boom, bam, bow. Also want a Slurpee to wash it down.
Okay.
That's my go-to. Yeah. So I did that. That was Sunday. Then on Monday, I went for a walk with Mom and my wife in Central Park.
That's very nice.
Cool. So we spent the majority of the afternoon in the park walking around.
That's nice.
That was cool.
Okay.
It was cool.
That's not bad.
And the wife, he made me some Omaha steaks. It was outstanding.
Uh-huh.
I had three of those beef tenderloin medallions.
Uh-huh.
A little salt and pepper, season them up, pan fry them.
Nice.
Outstanding.
Giddy up.
They were so good and so tender, didn't even need steak sauce, big fella. Oh. And I'm a big Peter Luger steak sauce guy.
Yep.
Like anytime I go with the Peter Luger steaks, didn't need it.
That's outstanding.
It was
great.
Good. It was good.
That's great.
So it was well spent. What about you?
Fired it up a little bit, yeah. But nothing fancy. It was just some chicken breasts and some burgers.
So when you say fired it up, I'm hoping that you meant that you fired it up with charcoal and
no,
not
you
gas.
Know I didn't. You know that I have a gas grill.
Why do you do that? Why do you do that?
Because I have a gas grill, and if you haven't figured it out, I'm remarkably lazy.
Ugh.
Come on, man. You know this about me. I understand all of the values of cooking with charcoal. I do. When it's the two of us, I'm just... And I don't even have a separate charcoal grill right now. I've just got a regular gas grill.
I'm going to say this as your partner... I am extremely disappointed in you.
I know.
But
I
not know. As disappointed in you as I am with another team member. That would be our producer and our fearless leader, one Shannon Penn.
Why are we disappointed with Shannon?
Shannon, would you like to tell the people why I'm disappointed with you and what you did over this holiday weekend that leaves me so disgusted with your behavior?
Excuse me, Chris Canty, for being responsible and understanding I have to work the next day. So what he's alluding to is that we went over to a cookout yesterday. It was actually almost a barbecue because we had ribs. We had the good food, too. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Mark for cooking. It was great. But I knew I had to work the next day. My wife, on the other hand, who also had to work today, she went out, had some margaritas. She had some sangria. She went hard in the paint and paid for it last night. Me, on the other hand, I went light. I bought some Michelob Ultras. All right, what, 4% beer, light on the carbs, had a couple of those, took it easy
because
I knew I had to.
Water with you? Yeah, that's what you're telling me.
I sipped on some water as well because I knew I had to work the next day.
No, the Ultra.
The Ultra is the water. Oh. You might as well not drink. You might as well not drink. I mean, that does nothing to enhance your experience at the cookout slash barbecue.
You're acting like I drunk Old Duels, you know? I had a little something.
It's Old Duels with Jace. It's Old Duels with Jace. What are we talking about? It's ridiculous.
Listen, that's disappointing.
Michelob Ultra?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I can understand having a cold beer at a cookout on a warm spring summer
day.
I get it. Heineken, Budweiser, Corona.
Mm-hmm.
I could be on board with any of those.
Yep.
Michelob Ultra?
Yeah.
Michelob Ultra.
Listen,
I would have more respect for you if you said you went and got a case of Natty Light. I would have more respect for you.
Oh, nah, then Eric would have been producing today if I had a case of Natty Light today.
Here's my point, though. You're talking about you had to go to work the next day. I'm sorry. What time is our production meeting for the show today?
Noon.
It was at noon. What time did your wife have to get up and go to work today? Exactly.
What time? Look, what time was she supposed to get up for work, or what time did she actually get up for
what
work?
What time was she supposed to get up for work?
She was supposed to be up at, what, 7, be at work
so
at 8
or
whatever.
So she had to be up for work a lot earlier than you did, is my point. So, I mean, I don't understand why you couldn't stretch a little bit and live a little on the wild side.
I'm an any port in a storm guy, all right? You do what you have to do sometimes. But
the unofficial kickoff to summer,
the word I would use,
holiday weekend,
the word weak. I would use, Shannon, suspect.
Oh,
suspect
wow.
would be
it's
the
suspect,
word I would use.
It's weak. Wow. It's disappointing.
Full
it's,
sus.
It's really disgusting.
I mean, listen, for me, Sunday morning, first time I've had a chance to play golf all year, went out and played golf. 8 a.m. tee time, but it was 5 o'clock somewhere.
Of course, I ain't mad at you for that.
Of course, that 5 o'clock was in Kuala Lumpur. But
so what you're saying is you went out and you aerated the golf course for the country club.
Yeah, we had
quite a few divots.
I had a couple of... to your point, there were some Coronas in my bag. That's all.
There you go.
And we were ready to go.
Gotcha.
That's all.
Did you have more Coronas or more golf balls?
The fact that I got to think about this problem.
That is a good day of golf when you down more beers than you lose golf balls. That's a good day.
Yeah, no, I think, yeah, I think it was a 6-5 edge shove in favor of the Coronas.
Nice, nice, nice. Well done.
I mean, honestly, the game seems to get better.
I'm just so disappointed in Shannon Penn. I mean, we're talking about how we're supposed to trust leadership, how the Miami Heat have this culture, and how they believe in Eric Spoelstra.
We don't have that same culture.
Giving them a path to win every single timeout. Shannon did not lay down a path to win the holiday weekend, the unofficial kickoff to summer.
Listen, Shannon, he was on me 2 minutes ago. He's disappointed in me for not having a coal grill. And now this, I mean, we're letting him down everywhere.
Now, let me be clear. What you did is not nearly as bad as what Shannon Penn did.
Wow.
Not even close.
You notice Canty went through all of his activities over the course of the Memorial Day weekend, including yesterday, what have you. No mention that he joined me for an hour on radio yesterday. No mention, right? Just left that out. He did a couple hits on TV, whatever. He hung out with us yesterday. We had Michael Simon on. Didn't even mention your boy. We was here on the holiday.
I was there, too. I was working, too. I'm sorry.
I
got up at 5 o'clock in the morning to do get up.
Yeah.
I was working.
My fat ass got up around 9.
That didn't stop me from watching Succession on Sunday night. That didn't stop me from having a glass of wine on Sunday night. That didn't stop me from having a couple of beverages. Shout out to Chris Carlin for finally paying off the bet. Some Johnny Walker Blue. I absolutely enjoyed some Johnny Walker Blue neat. Memorial Day,
I was a little disappointed you didn't tweet a picture of the message I put on the bottle.
Oh, the message was amazing. Your message to Dylan Brooks was amazing.
Because I paid off the bet, you can get bottles engraved for an additional $5. So I'm like, how do I not do it for that? And the bet was over the Grizzlies and how far they were going to go compared to... I don't even remember.
No, it was about the series, right?
Right.
So I had...
The Lakers-Grizzlies.
I said the Lakers would make it a 7-game series or they would win the series.
Right.
And you had the Grizzlies in any other outcome.
Right. And obviously, Ja has done a lot to prove me wrong. If I had a chance to do the engraving over, I might add Ja to the same sentiment for Dylan Brooks.
Ja, don't be a dumbass.
Exactly.
That's what you do. Exactly. You could have put Dylan Brooks / Ja Morant. Don't be a dumbass.
It was basically my own version of saying, thanks a lot, Dylan.
Yeah, yeah.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio Series, XM Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Canty, the Nuggets are in the NBA Finals against the Miami Heat, and the initial thought from most is that you honestly don't believe that the Heat are going to have a chance. That's what a lot of people feel like. And yet, I find myself in this conundrum, and it's simply that as much as I want to have a strong opinion saying that the Heat cannot win this series, I can't do that. I can't do that because why would I keep betting against this team? I mean, they're a -3. Denver Nuggets are -380 favorites in this series. The Heat are +300 which makes me just want to jump on the Heat right now.
Yeah.
At plus 300.
Now, that's moved in the Heat's favor
since last night.
Yeah.
But to this point, the Nuggets, people have figured out, are just that good. Especially offensively with what they have done.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I feel like most people are looking at it is, what answers are they going to have for Jokic? Like, Bam Adebayo is a good defensive front court man, but how is he going to deal with Jokic? Like, they're not going to, nobody's going to be able to stop Jokic, okay? But, Chris, you got to make it manageable at times.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to come up with some stops here and there, and it's awfully difficult to see how that's going to happen, and it just speaks to the Nuggets, frankly, finally breaking through to get to the finals, where the last several years they have disappointed.
Well, I think this series is going to be a lot more competitive than what people think. All right, listen.
I'm hoping it will be.
ESPN's BPI had the Boston Celtics favored to win the series after they'd gone down 0-3 to the Miami Heat in the conference finals.
Yes.
Like, that's how disrespectful everybody is to the Heat. But Doris Burke said it when we had her on the show in the 4 o'clock hour. She says what Jimmy Butler does, what the Miami Heat do, isn't quantifiable. Like, there aren't metrics, there aren't numbers that can fully explain how they've been able to go on this deep playoff run. Like, we can talk about how their three-point shooting percentage has improved from the regular season to the postseason, but that's only a part of it, big fella. The culture and the belief that they have inside of that locker room, coupled with Eric Spoelstra being a great tactician, somebody that's outstanding when it comes to X's and O's, again, allows them to play at a level that a lot of teams haven't been able to match. And here's the deal. We laud over the Denver Nuggets being the number one seed in the Western Conference. But we got to remember, the Miami Heat beat the Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics, the top two seeds in the East, both of which had better records in the regular season than the Denver Nuggets. I'm not sitting here saying that it's a guarantee or it's a lock that the Miami Heat are going to win this series. What I am saying is this will be a long series. This will go six or seven games. And I'm not sure that Miami, when it's all said and done, won't be on the winning side of it.
I can't disagree that it's going to be a long series. I found myself in this position many times before, trying to handicap a series and figure out what was going to happen, where you just look around and you keep looking, you can't find answers for the questions that need to be answered. But granted, all of that, the Heat have answered every single question that there ever was about them this postseason. The fact that they have gone through a one seed, a two seed, and the Knicks, the first two actually mattered, you know, it's beyond impressive. And really what it boils down to me is, am I going to bet on the talent or on the culture? And I don't know how I don't bet on the culture.
Do it for the culture.
Especially when I get 3-1 odds.
We got to come up with that t-shirt now. You said it, and I'm not going to be able to get it out of my head.
Yeah.
Carlin for the culture in the Miami Heat emblem. I got to get the t-shirt made. We got to get it made. Shannon, we got to get to work. We got to get in the lab and have that t-shirt made, because Amber Wilson will not believe it when she sees Chris Carlin on Twitter and on social media with a Carlin for the culture with a Heat symbol on it.
When I, before game six, and I tweeted out, let's go Heat, hashtag Heat culture, the response I got, yeah.
Yeah, the level of sarcasm like, in your voice, yeah.
But it wasn't. I was rooting for the Heat.
But nobody can really take you seriously when you say that, though, because of so much hate that you've had directed toward the Miami sports fan. And it's not just the Heat. It's also
the
Miami Dolphins.
Yeah. It's definitely the Dolphins. Look, I would say that in this series, I will be rooting exceptionally hard for the Miami Heat. I will try to tune out the Miami sports fan, or the Heat fan in particular, but I will be rooting so hard for them, because this to me is going to be, this is one of the great sports stories of all time. It truly will be. And I know that sounds like I'm overstating it, but honestly, just think about the entirety of the picture, that it is a team that couldn't throw it in the ocean all season long. That was the worst offensive team in the league, that couldn't shoot, that lost their first play-in game. And they're actually going to play for a championship now. And if they were to win a championship, they would have come back after losing three straight to the Celtics after going up 3-0 and then bombing them on their home court to get there.
Yep.
And they will have knocked off two number one seeds and a two seed to get there with the talent level that the Miami Heat have. Chris, that is one of the great achievements in professional sports of all time. And to me, like, that Jimmy Butler championship would be worth two LeBron championships in Miami at least.
Yeah.
Like, you would look at Butler and the way that he will be memorialized in that city, and LeBron will be a faint memory in Miami compared to what Butler would have done.
It would be close to what we saw in 2006 with Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
How they'll feel about that championship that Jimmy Butler won. Like, I get it. Everybody will look at LeBron. LeBron is LeBron, right? He's the second best player of all time.
Yep.
And he's got two championships. I mean, he overpromised and underdelivered when he said not one, not two, not three, not four. He only got two, and he got to four. Okay, that's great. But what Dwayne Wade did in 2006 and what Jimmy Butler would have done if they finished the drill this year in 23, I think fans will look at that differently because it was an against-all-odds type of championship. And with Jimmy Butler in particular, I don't think anybody looks at him or before this playoff run, I don't think people looked at him as a true superstar. An all-NBA player, that's great. Perennial all-star, that's awesome. But nobody considers him in the conversation for best players in the world. And to me, if he finishes the drill, then all of a sudden, we're having a real conversation about where's Jimmy Butler's place when it comes to the best players in today's game. I think that's a little bit of a shift from how people looked at Jimmy coming into this season.
You know, Jokic aside, Chris, can you remember a year where we have seen more superstar players have amazing games and then at other times just disappear? Like, Jimmy has had some of those games. Jimmy has disappeared in a few games.
Jimmy played awful against it.
Horrible.
He was awful.
Yeah.
He was awful. I think until it was 5-21 from the field, but he was able to bounce back this past game. Now, I can't say the same for Bam Adebayo.
No.
We need to put an APB out on him, put him on a milk carton. But a couple of things that I want people to look for as we look ahead to Thursday night. Number one, this matchup zone that the Miami Heat threw at the Boston Celtics over the last five quarters. Boston had no answers for it. And typically you see teams shoot other defenses out of the zone. Boston, over the last two games, combined 16 of 76 from three-point land. 21%. Yeah. And absolutely awful.
And to your point about the zone, Tim Bontemps gave this on the Hoop Collective today.
Uh-huh.
Like, in the zone possessions yesterday, the Boston Celtics had 16 points on 34 possessions.
Yeah.
Holy
cow. That's not great. So do the Denver Nuggets have an answer for that zone? So there's one. Second thing that you got to watch, we talk about how to defend Jokic. I don't think you can stop Jokic from getting his, but the goal would be to keep Jokic from facilitating others, right?
Yeah.
And so with Bam Adebayo and his defensive versatility, I think he's much more versatile as a defensive player than Anthony Davis, even though in ideal circumstances, Davis can be more dominant. I would say that I think that Eric Spoelstra has more flexibility in terms of the different things from a coverage standpoint he can do to minimize Jokic facilitating other guys' greatness. So I think those are the two things that we need to look ahead to with the Miami Heat can do defensively to try to slow down the Denver Nuggets and dictate the pace, the complexion of the game. Because Miami ain't got the firepower to go, you know, to score in the 120s, 130s throughout this series with the Denver Nuggets. They just don't. They've got to keep this game in the 100s, the 110s, and if they can keep scoring down to that effect, then they're going to give themselves a chance to be competitive and potentially win it.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio and Sirius XM, Channel 80. We mentioned LeBron a few moments ago. Speaking of which, he went viral over the weekend for a take on social media. We'll explain. Plus, oh, you know what's coming. Play of the night. That's on the way in 20 minutes. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Canty and Carlin, the podcast.
Oh, big fella, you know, one of the things I don't understand is why it's so controversial to say that the Dallas Cowboys might take a step back in 2023. I don't understand it. Every single year, half the playoff field turns over. So half the teams that made it the year before won't make it the following season. Why is it controversial to say that a team with a quarterback that's turnover prone and a head coach that's suspect when it comes to play calling, game management, and overall discipline might not make the playoffs the following season?
I think, first of all, because it comes from you as a former Cowboy, I think that's one.
But I love the team.
I know you do.
I absolutely love. I root for them. And it's hard to do that.
Secondly, and most importantly, 98% of Cowboy fans are delusional.
Okay, got it.
That's the bigger issue.
Okay.
I mean, am I wrong? I mean, is there a more, like, we're talking about hating fan bases and all that earlier, and you're used to being a Cowboy because everybody hates the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Why does everybody hate the Cowboys? Because of the fan base, for the most part. There's not a more obnoxious group with having achieved less in the last 25 years than the Cowboys. And, Chris, when did this particular group of Cowboy fans become fans? Right in the middle of the Aikman Emmett Irvin thing.
Yeah.
So they didn't know anything, but they were bandwagon jumpers at the beginning. That's what they were. And then, you know, they went through a long period of darkness, but there seems to be an odd expectation that at any moment it's all going to turn because we're the Dallas Cowboys.
And it never quite happened.
Yeah. Am I wrong about any of that?
You're not wrong about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm sure they're lovely people. We're all flawed, right? We're all flawed. I fat hand stuff. That's a flaw for me.
Yeah.
Cowboy fans are just, like, you could argue that's a legit character flaw.
So they're delusional.
Flaw.
They're delusional.
You could argue it's legit character flaw.
Well, I guess they would have something in common with LeBron James.
Well,
because
so here's
based
the thing.
On LeBron's social media, he's delusional.
So LeBron over the weekend goes to social media and on his Instagram story shared a lyric from Jay-Z's song, What More Can I Say? The line from the song is, I'm supposed to be number one on everybody's list. We'll see what happens when I no longer exist. First of all, am I really reading into lyrics now to figure out what LeBron's going
to
do?
I just don't understand why he needs to post that like it's something so introspective, super deep. Like, I don't get that. Well, I don't understand that part of it.
Well, he has always been a little bit of an under-the-radar attention seeker, to say the least.
Well, I mean, not even under the radar. He's the guy that goes out and says, give me my damn respect. Like, everybody is giving you your respect. We're saying you're the second greatest basketball player that has ever lived. And some people say you're the best that's ever lived. You're the tops in the league in terms of points scored all time. You just passed Kareem. They stopped the damn game to give you your flowers because we recognize how big of a moment that was, not only for you, but for the association. I don't understand what this obsession is with Bron about trying to get his respect. And here's the thing, I get it. People are trying to throw out, well, Michael Jordan greenlit the Last Dance project after LeBron won in 2016 with the Cavs. Oh, well, Lionel Messi did a documentary about, or did a commercial with Adidas with a GOAT about how he's the greatest of all time when it comes to soccer. Or Tom Brady, Man in the Arena, or Tom versus Tom, all of those different. You can point to all of those other greats and say they were doing it too. But nobody has done it to the level of of LeBron James. Nobody has, at every single turn, tried to remind people that there is nobody that is my equal in the game currently. He said it over a decade ago. I'm chasing ghosts when it came to his overall legacy, talking about Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
He had the documentary about his rise from high school and in early NBA with More Than a Game. He's coming out with another movie now about his high school teammates. Like, he reminds us at all of these different turns about his greatness, social media included. Remember when Giannis got his back-to-back MVPs, he was saying a lot of people playing with the throne, I'm going to come back and prove that it's – like, it's just at some point – don't you have to take the chip off your shoulder?
But, Chris,
you were the chosen one coming out of high school, and you lived up to all of those expectations. Everybody acknowledges that. How can you play the disrespect card? Of all the players out there in the NBA right now, how is that the guy that's playing the disrespect card?
Not only lived up to, I can think of no other athlete that came into professional sports with those expectations and just blew them away, absolutely blew away those expectations. And he still does this, but to me, it's just all about what makes him what he is. Some people, we both know this, and we see this in sports all the time, need to be able to mentally play that card in their own brain. It's not for anybody else. There has to be something that continues to drive them, and for whatever reason, many choose doubt because they feel it's the great motivator. I understand that. I don't think that LeBron's ever going to change because anybody in his own mind who doubts him, which, like, who on earth doubts him at this point? Anybody, like, who legitimately doubts him other than just being a troll or a hater, who doubts him at any point now with everything that he's achieved?
Nobody doubts him. I mean, so much so that we're talking about him getting the off-season surgery on his foot and coming back being healthy with Anthony Davis and hopefully with some other moves Rob Pelinka makes this off-season, and the Lakers being a team that can challenge the Denver Nuggets coming out of the West. Nobody is doubting him. That's the thing that's crazy to me. In year 20, big fella, he averaged 29, 8, and 7. In year 20!
Yeah.
In year 20! 29, 8, and 7? It's absurd what LeBron James has been able to. Nobody is doubting this dude. That's the crazy part about it, man.
There's nobody sitting around saying that's an empty 29, 8, and 7.
Nobody. 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 And that's why, like, in the playoffs, big fella, LeBron James, 24, 10, and 8 in this postseason.
Can I ask you a question?
24, 10, and 8.
As an athlete, did you ever need that as your motivation? I know that, and I'm not, it's not a knock on people who do. It's just where different people find it. Where did yours come from? From people doubting
you? I was a no-star recruit, so there was a part of that. But it was more about seeing how far I could take it. Like, that was the motivating factor for me, seeing how good I could become, how much I could accomplish. It almost reminds me of what C.J. Stroud said at the draft. It's not about proving anybody else wrong. It's about proving myself right.
Mm-hmm.
That was my motivation. I just don't understand how LeBron James can well up that kind of disrespect. Because think about it. Jordan was the third overall pick. Hakeem and Sam Bowie went before him. Tom Brady was the 199th pick in the NFL draft when he came out. This dude was the number one overall pick, was on the cover of Sports Illustrated in high school. I remember they used to show the clips of him on ESPN pulling up to his games in a silver Hummer. Like, everybody knew he was going to be that dude. And he has been that dude and continues to be that dude. So who's not giving you your respect? Just because we're not saying that you're definitively head and shoulders above Jordan, you feel like you've been disrespected? You feel like you've been slighted? Are you crazy? He's delusional, just like the Cowboys fans.
Skip's the only one.
Isn't he a Cowboys fan, by the way?
He is a Cowboys fan.
He is a Cowboys fan. I guess that makes sense.
That's fraudulent.
I guess that makes sense.
Can't you, Carlin, ESPN Radio, what do we like to do?
We like to make people money.
And we will do that next on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio. Wanting to do what we hope to do best. Not always best, frankly, but our last time around was a winner.
Yeah.
And that is your play of the night.
Time to earn some cash.
The taste of money, the smell of wealth.
Canty and Carlin's best play of the night.
The taste of money.
Canty, it's baseball time. Baseball time.
I'm fired up. Let's go.
Okay. We have got the Tampa Bay Rays visiting the Chicago Cubs tonight.
Ooh, I love this one.
On the mound, Shane McClanahan for the Rays.
Usually means good things for the Rays, by the way.
It usually does.
Yeah.
I'm just double-checking who is pitching for the Cubs tonight. I think it's Hendricks.
That is correct. Yes. It is Hendricks.
Yes, it is Kyle Hendricks pitching for the Cubs. We got the Rays on the money line tonight. Rays on the money line tonight, Canty. That is -178. So they're a heavy favorite.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to parlay that in a four-legger same-game parlay. McClanahan over-under strikeouts 6.5. We're going over.
Yes.
That's got some odds with it, hence the number.
Yeah.
Wander Franco total bases, 1.5.
Love that.
Wander Franco over 1.5 total bases. And finally, the total for the game is 8.5. 8.5 runs. We're going over?
Over.
Four-leg same-game parlay. Rays on the money line, Shane McClanahan over 6.5 strikeouts, Wander Franco over 1.5 total bases, and then the over-under in the game is 8.5 runs. Four-leg same-game parlay, paying off at +626.
Ooh.
620.
It's a little juice. That's sending you into your summer the right way right there.
Ooh. I like it. That is where we're going.
Sometimes it's the worst. Worst. Sometimes it's the best. Best. Either way, we'll get you straight with everything you need to know. This is 3 and Out.
Ah, 3 and Out with Canty and Carlin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Christopher How about Deshaun Watson looking for a little reunion with DeAndre Hopkins, who, by the way, while we were gone over the weekend, was released by the Cardinals. And tell me the Cardinals aren't tanking when you're 3 days away from June 1st.
Yeah.
And they cut Hopkins at a $22 million cap.
Yeah, tell me you're tanking without saying you're tanking. And that's exactly what they did by not even getting a trade for Nuke and eating some salary, just outright cutting him. But, I mean, if you're Deshaun Watson, you absolutely have to do this, right? You have to try to go after Nuke. And I'm not sure that they have the money to do it because Nuke wants a salary commensurate with his abilities. But, I mean, think about adding Nuke Hopkins to Amari Cooper, the best run game in football with Nick Chubb in that offensive line, and a quarterback like Deshaun Watson after he's shaken off the rust in last season. If Cleveland could make some noise. They could make some noise in the AFC North if they were able to get that deal. Because now you're talking about not being able to double Amari Cooper and having a bona fide number two receiver that can win one-on-one coverage at a high clip.
No, I agree with that 100%. And if you're the Browns, why wouldn't you do that? You've got enough problems defensively, right? You need to get better. They got Za'Darius Smith to help with the pass rush, but it's still... they're still not great defensively.
That's a drop in the bucket. They got a lot of holes on that defense, a lot of young players they need to step up. But what can be your defense? A really strong run game and a really good offense.
Our guy Eric Hanneman of the show, who is the associate producer, has a new nickname.
What's that?
The Hammerman.
The Hammerman.
The ESPN audio softball team is now what? What's our record?
3-1. The Tuesday Thursday league, we're 3-1.
And you, over the weekend, hit 3 home runs. Is that correct? In one game?
The one game was the triples. The 3 home runs was from last week.
You had 3 triples in a game?
3 triples in a game today, yes.
Canty!
The Hammerman.
He had 3 homers in one game and 3 triples in another?
It's pretty impressive.
You know what?
The home runs was a doubleheader, though. Like, so there was 2 different games. Today, the triples were actually all in one game.
Don't downplay what you're doing.
He's trying to downplay all of it.
You are hitting at a historic pace right now.
Not quite Aaron Judge, but close.
And not far off.
Not far off.
Some might put you on the same plane. I would not be one of them, but some might. Here's a question, though, Canty. One of the great feelings in all of sports, if you're an athlete, and I very, in a very small way, was in high school.
Were you?
I played baseball in high school. One of the great feelings, Hammond, tell me this. That feeling of rounding second, knowing you're going for third. You
could just
see the
base.
That's one of the all-time great feelings.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Oh, my God. That is like,
I know that feeling well, even though I'm not a big baseball guy, in terms of playing baseball. I know that feeling very well.
Thanks for listening to the Canty and Carlin podcast. You can listen to the show live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen on the ESPN app. Canty and Carlin, the podcast.